Rumors are circulating that a country with 46 million people might be just adopting Bitcoin. As crazy as it sounds, I saw this tweet today. Vice President of Argentina, Victoria, is talking about Bitcoin and volcano bonds with President Bukele. I thought this was crazy, so I went over to Bukele's official Twitter account, and I was shocked to see that this is real, and I was even more shocked when I found this video of the two of them talking about Bitcoin. Now, again, I'm not going to play this whole video for you guys because it's obviously in Spanish. I'm just going to simply give you guys the TLDR. The vice president of Argentina is interested in creating volcano bonds for Bitcoin. Now, I think this is interesting for multiple reasons. The first reason, obviously, who is the president of Argentina? Javier Milei. Very open to Bitcoin. He's deregulated the use of Bitcoin and crypto in the country, allowing it to be used for legal tender. Okay. What else is very interesting about Argentina? This isn't the first time that we've had leaders from both countries visit each other and talk about digital assets. Again, I hate that word, digital assets. It just sounds wrong, doesn't it? But anyway, let's have a look at the prior news that came out around 6 months ago. Again, I'm always trying to, you know, encourage you guys to piece the dots together and have a look at what is happening in a chronological timeline. I think that's really important. Now, we can see here, this article, Argentina teams up with El Salvador to boost crypto adoption. This is May 2024. Argentine authorities are working with El Salvador, a pioneering nation in Bitcoin adoption. High-ranking officials from Argentina's National Securities Commission met with El Salvador's National Commission of Digital Assets. So that's where, again, I subjected myself to use that dirty word, digital assets. Okay, that's, you know, what they're calling departments inside a government. But this is not the first time officials from El Salvador and Argentina have met and they're talking about, yours truly, Bitcoin. I think this is massive. Okay, again, think of the stir that El Salvador made when they made legal tender. When they made Bitcoin legal tender, mind you. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit ruffled. I started a live stream about 10 minutes ago without any sound, so I apologize for you guys who was on that one. But we can see here, a lot of people are talking about what just happened today, that interview that I didn't subject you guys to watching. Argentina's VP shows interest in Bitcoin during Bukele's visit. Now, I think this is absolutely incredible that we are seeing things like this. I have a look at this. They have a little video. Argentina's VP meets Bukele over Bitcoin and volcano bonds. So again, this isn't just a tweet from us far-right conspiracy theorists on Twitter, like myself. Simply Bitcoin, another incredible Bitcoin-only content creator. Again, we can see all sorts of different people are tweeting about this. Tweeting about the fact that Bitcoin bonds could be on the menu for Argentina. Okay. We can see this. She expressed her keen interest in El Salvador's experience with Bitcoin and it's innovative. I love how they put mayonnaise all over these words. Innovative volcanic mining projects. That's what she noted. Very interesting. Bukele, on his first day in Argentina, will meet a number of other high up Argentine officials. Okay, so Bukele is going over there to Argentina. Now, again, something else that actually happened that I want to remind you guys of. Okay, Javier Milei asked for Bukele's help cleaning up crime in the country. That's right, that happened earlier in the year. Okay, Argentina is not only looking at El Salvador from what they're doing with technology in a revolutionary aspect, but they're also looking at all of the other ways that Bukele is becoming this really revolutionary leader. Again, I think a lot of people overlook this. A lot of us, a lot of Bitcoiners, we forget that he's going to war with the gangs. He is scrapping taxes on forward-thinking technology companies. Apple has a headquarters in El Salvador. They don't have one in Panama. They don't have one in Honduras. They don't have one in Guatemala or Costa Rica. El Salvador could potentially be the next Singapore of Central America. Okay? This is massive. And Javier Milei is looking at all of these different things that the country of El Salvador is doing. Here they are, the two Chads of Bitcoin. That is, of course, Mr. Bukele himself, and Javier Milei. They look pretty happy with each other's work. What do you think? I think they do. I think they do look pretty happy with each other's work. Now, again, I think this is absolutely massive. Not enough people are paying attention to what is going on in Argentina. They were the richest country in South America for a reason. Okay, they will potentially reclaim that title once again, once they reorient themselves with economic rationality. And that is what Bukele is potentially telling Javier Milei. Now, again, this story is a little bit close to heart for me because I've been to both countries over the past, 2 years, and I've seen them both change a lot. Been back and forth to El Salvador 5 times, first got there in 2022, and the place was an absolute ghost town. Very different to what you see in El Salvador today. It has been radically transformed. I don't need to tell you guys all the reasons how El Salvador has been transformed, but it is radically different every single time I go back. I always tell people El Salvador is the one country where I feel like the citizens are actually getting, they're getting the fruits of their labor paid back to them, okay? The taxes they pay actually looks like it gives them results. There's no gang violence. El Salvador's gone from the most dangerous country in the world to the least dangerous country in the world. Projects, infrastructure, it's accelerating at a really rapid rate. Buildings are being spun up and put up at a much faster rate than most other countries that I visit too frequently. Okay, I've been to Argentina twice. And again, I think that there is a serious desire from the people that they want change. Very similar to El Salvador. Okay, again, El Salvador voted in Bukele, somebody who was outside the status quo, this left to right framework, okay? And Bukele was the first leader in 80 years that was actually outside the status quo. And it was the same with our man with the mutton chops here on screen, Mr. Javier Milei. The first time that Argentina wanted out of Peronism and voted for somebody outside of that system for 85 years. Think of the time frames there. 80 years in Bukele's case in El Salvador, 85 years with Javier Milei. Both countries, it took them 80 years of pain for them to realize, hang on a minute, we need to vote in a really radical leader. Maybe the issues are not these left-to-right political pancakes that get fed to us by the Democrats or Sleepy Joe or Orange Man or Kamala. I nearly called her something else. I'm going to be really careful with what I say on YouTube, okay? But again, there's deeper issues, and both Bukele and both Javier Milei are diagnosing both of these issues, and they're saying that's the problem. Central banking is the problem, okay? Really interesting. I want to see what the comments are saying. McLovin is back. He was in the first live stream. I really apologize for that, guys. I'm in a new location. I don't have my cords. I have cords everywhere. And again, I think the signal from today, though, is that we have two absolutely enormous leaders in the world, two fourth-turning leaders. Again, that's where I was going with that little 80-year timeline. I got lost there for a second. 90-year fourth-turning circle. I've said commonly that El Salvador and Argentina are the first countries popping their head out of the fourth turning. El Salvador is obviously definitively outside the fourth turning. Argentina, yet to see, but it looks like they're making, the right grounds. Okay, the fact that we do have Argentina's vice president going to, talk to this man right here, the Chad, Mr. Bukele, about volcano bonds, I think that's super, super promising. Okay, they clearly want financial sovereignty. Okay. While we're speaking about financial sovereignty, I would be remiss if I did not remind you guys the importance of backing up your Bitcoin seed words the way they deserve to be backed up, okay? I always tell you guys, if you have your 12 or 24 word Bitcoin backup written down on paper, you are making a mistake, okay? So many people are making very common mistakes in the Bitcoin space that can be easily fixed, okay? Again, get your Bitcoin off an exchange. That's a big, most common one. Number two, back up your Bitcoin on Titanium. You can see the incredible titanium plates that Stampseed makes. You guys can get, I believe it is 15% off absolutely anything you want to buy from Stampseed with a promo code Luke15, okay? Again, we need to pay attention to this Argentina story. I'm going to keep this live stream super short and super sweet because the news dropped literally hours ago. I might